This is the January 5th, 2016 meeting of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm the chair. I will read the roll. I'm the chair, George Reiter. Lona Elias. Chair Anderson.
Here.
Fred Blair. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman has said he can't make it. William Hill Argan.
Present.
Deb Shafto from KPFT is replacing Joseph Kay.
Yeah.
Pat Logan. Tony Norman.
Present.
Myself. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Oh, present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Present.
Marty Wilkinson.
I'm here. I just want to say before we get started that I have to leave the call early. I have other plans for later this evening, so I will be getting off sometime when it seems appropriate before 7 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
7 o'clock my time, which is some other time your time.
Right. Okay, we have a lunch, which is more than the 8 needed for quorum, and I would like to, what I'll do first is to read the agenda for the purpose. Oh dear, am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and point of information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear very well. First of all, I can't hardly hear you, Margie. Number two, George, you said that Deb Shafto is replacing who?
Joseph K.
Joseph K?
Yeah.
K-A-Y?
What's that?
K as in K-A-Y?
He missed more than 3 meetings, so he was taken off the committee, and the KPFD LSP voted Deb on.
No, I understand, but I'm saying his last name is K-A-Y.
K-A-Y.
Y or
K-A-Y-E. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Joseph K. Yes, K-A-Y-E. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just couldn't hear very well.
Yeah, nor I. Okay, so in just a moment, I'll find the So as it stands, the agenda is, well, we're in the phase of approval of the agenda. Approval of minutes, report on medical liability issues, handling of bequests. Luis, he's not here. 2016 bylaws amendment timeline, Serene. Report on LSB evaluations process, a work group we put together a while back. What's an affiliate in good standing? That's me, and I sent you a motion that I want to bring up in that section. And then fair campaign violations, including how to deal with violations by listener members, by current LSB members beyond the current removal from the air if they are staff. And the people that are being spoken about are actually Deb Shafto and myself, and there's a link to the NAS decision about that. So, are any additions to the agenda or changes?
Serene,
go ahead.
Okay, so I object to, first of all, you and Deb may be an example of the problem. We're not necessarily talking about you. I think the NES has ruled on that violation. But I object to the affiliate discussion. The PND is, as many people may know, quite involved with that discussion and has been for the past month. They've not asked the governance committee to become involved. The affiliate committee, the affiliate task force already plans to get up. And I think there's plenty of work that this committee should be handling that, and I suggest that it not be on the agenda tonight. I think the PNB should be allowed to do what the PNB intends to do, and if the PNB wishes to have affiliates have such a governance have that discussion, that'll be great. I don't see why it's on our agenda right now.
Well, okay. So the PNB. So we'll take a vote on that in a minute. But let me speak to why I think it should be there. This has caused a lot of conflict on the PNB, and the conflict is, I think, because we haven't had a procedure in place for seeing to it that nominations are made in good time, at least no requirement about that. And beyond that, there's the question about what constitutes...
You need to try yourself, George.
We can't. You just broke up. We lost an entire sentence.
You lost the entire message.
No, we lost a sentence after, I can't remember what, but it was like gone.
Okay. So let me try again.
In a helicopter blade.
Is that still the case?
Well, now it's fine, but
It's not consistent, but it's
right.
Disruptive.
It
can you get on the cell?
I'm going to get on the phone, yes, just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
So someone should talk so that some poor person tuning into the stream doesn't hear silence and think it's their computer.
That's true.
We should converse.
Or sing.
Happy New Year.
I'll tell you, there's a hello.
Okay, so I am now coming in two places.
Oh,
God,
this is awful. You're echoing.
No idea. I'm going to just sign off on this.
Did you turn off the Skype?
I don't know if I'm about to.
Okay, the Skype is off. So
hooray. That sounds
great. Good.
Sounds better.
Okay, good. I'll just leave my computer on for other purposes. So Serene, if I understood what you said, the PNB is still dealing with this issue. As far as I know, the PNB has dealt with it. The question of whether or not the nomination is in order can still be raised on the PNB as a point of order, but the vote was taken already. And as far as I know, that's the end of it as far as anything that's likely to be on the agenda about this. My sense is that what the Governance Committee needs to do is when there are situations which cause conflict because of ambiguous rules and procedures, that we want to weigh in and suggest what ought to be done. In this case, it seems rather simple. See to it that we ask for nominations from the affiliates in a timely manner. And I think that it's rather clear from the bylaws that you can't be if you don't have a contract with Pacifica, you're not an affiliate. That's what I think. However...
Okay, I'm sorry. Point of order.
That question is really not the one where I'm going to bring up. The question is, whether you want to make it the case that you cannot do that is to say, in the future. So it's a policy for what we're going to do next year. And anyway, I think it's worth discussing. It's probably worth discussing now when it's very much on people's minds. But if you all want to put it off, that's fine with me. Anyone want to speak to the question?
Yeah, I do. This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So I don't object to that motion being on the agenda tonight. And I'm just wondering, where did you see that policy, Judge?
Where we should what?
Where did you see the policy about an affiliate that doesn't have a contract?
Well, it's in the bylaws.
It's in the bylaws.
I'll read it to you.
And,
give me a moment.
But where's the actual policy posted?
Well, there is no policy about when we should send out requests for nominations. There is in the bylaws, I'll read it to you, but it looks to me like the requirement that you have to have a contractual relationship with Pacifica, your station does, in order to be an affiliate. So if you give me a moment, I'll pull up the bylaws. Is that what you're asking, Lawrence, or am I missing it?
This is Margie wants to.
Let me just make sure I get what Lawrence is asking.
Okay.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, yeah. Do I understand what you're asking? Where does the policy?
No, not in the bylaws. I understand what's in the bylaws. Where is it posted anywhere where it clearly states the policy?
I doubt that it is.
Okay.
I think that's part of the problem.
That's the answer to my question, okay. George. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, point of order.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, point Margie.
I hear Margie and Benito, and I'd like to get back
that's,
on.
That's who I heard, too. So, yeah, Margie and then Benito.
Okay, I just want to say that I don't, there. Perhaps we need to talk about this at some point, but we certainly don't need to talk about it tonight. And I think we have plenty to deal with, and we should just put it on. Let's see. I move to table that portion of the agenda. And I think if I understand Robert's rules of order, tabling it means it just sits in the wings until we decide to take it off the table. Is that correct?
Margaret, we're voting on whether or not to put it on the agenda or not.
Oh, I see. So okay, fine. Oh, I see. It has to be added to the agenda. No problem. I will vote against. Thanks.
Okay. Benito?
Yeah, I mean, all of this is out of order. We're discussing the merits of the matter as opposed to whether or not it should be on the agenda.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you about that. I have sort of stepped over into doing that in terms of why it should be on the agenda at all as an issue for the governance committee. Why it should be on today, I think, is also for the reason I said, which was it's very much on our minds. It's an alive issue. We've got to talk about it.
Okay.
Anybody else want to speak to this? I heard Serena. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Well, Benito, I'd like to make a comment, but...
okay, good.
Yeah. Well, but I was just... I guess I should wait for Serene.
No, you can
go ahead. No, you can finish. You had the floor, and I sort of was responding to what you said, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I agree with Margie. I mean, I think that probably this is, an appropriate issue for governance to deal with under normal circumstances, but the bottom line is that the PMB is already dealing with it. So I think that the time for the governance committee, I don't see any purpose in the governance committee dealing with this now. We should have dealt with it before, although I don't think any of us read minds. And knew that this would become an issue. But now that it has, maybe at some point, the governance committee should deal with it. But it's already before the PMB, so I don't see any reason to double the conversation when we got a million other things to talk about.
Serene, did you want to? Is anybody else who has a question?
I have two things.
The question of whether it should be on the agenda tonight.
What did you say?
Anybody else who wants to has it?
I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Tony.
No, I kind of agree with Margie and Benito. I think it's a sub. I do think we need to discuss this matter because there's a lot of vagueness about it, but I don't think we can do it properly tonight. I agree with what Margie said, that we can't do it tonight. But I strongly do agree that we do need to work out what the policy is, because there's a great deal of vagueness. And also, there's a great deal of what is a contract with Pacifica, because, and I'm speaking why we don't need to deal with it tonight, because we need to go over what the status of all our affiliates are and a report on that before we can even discuss it intelligently, because there's a lot of affiliates that have contracts that are never renewed, but they continue as affiliates, and, you know, they don't re-sign the contract. Those contracts can be out there for a number of years, and they never re-signed it. It's an oral thing. So the question of what is a contract and what is not a contract is also on the table. So I think we need to go over all the affiliates, the status of that, and have all the information from our affiliate director before we can even discuss it intelligently to form a policy. So I think tonight would be too premature.
But unless there's someone else who hasn't spoken, Serene, you have the floor. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken? Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so two things. One is I respectfully request that you put yourself on the stack when you wish to speak as opposed to jumping in after each person's comment. That's number one. Number two, the affiliates director has written to the PNB. She wrote to the PNB a few months ago saying there were some things that she was concerned about, and we need to have some discussions about that. So we need to look at the affiliate program. We have enough work to do in Pacifica, and there's always some overlap, I understand. You know, certain things can be addressed by more than one committee or task force, but we should try to work smart and not, you know, not just do busy work. So that it's clear that this is already going to come before the affiliates task force. At some point, it may make sense for the affiliates task force and governance to have a joint meeting. But the urgency of dealing with something that doesn't become an issue until at least July it doesn't strike me as a good use of our time. So can we move on now?
I think I've said everything I need to say in support of keeping it on the agenda. If no one else wants to speak to this, does anyone else want to speak to it? Okay, let's take a vote on a yes vote keeps it on the agenda, a no vote removes it. So, Chuck Anderson?
Pass.
Fred Blair, are you here? Benito Diaz?
No.
William Hirwagen?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Pass.
Pat Logan? Tony Norman?
No.
I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Chuck?
No.
Deb? Deb?
No.
Okay. So the vote is 8-1. Motion passes. Well, it's taken off the agenda. Okay. Any other additions or changes to the agenda?
Nancy voted no. Sorry.
Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry. I didn't call you. My apology. My list was not complete. Okay. Actually, I don't know why I didn't see you. Okay, so let me bring up the agenda again.
I'm sorry, just one thing. Jose Luis is not here. There's an item here. I would table it to the next meeting.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, this will be postponed to the next meeting. Any other changes or additions to the bylaws? Sorry, to the agenda.
Nancy,
yeah,
I would like to put things that were not touched or discussed at the last meeting on December 1st that I had put on LSB members on the finance committee have unfettered rights to make an inspection, but not in duplicate form. But I mean, I would like to put that on and add the word, and also on the audit committee. And then the other thing is making
Nancy,
a schedule for the next.
Nancy, before we leave that, would you remind me what it is that you exactly that you want to put on? Is there a motion or is it a discussion?
Yes, a motion that the LSB members. Well, it's not prepared. I guess you could do it. The LSB members on the Finance Committee and on the Audit Committee. I didn't say that last month, but I thought we should add the Audit Committee have also rights to make an inspection. And it would not be against the bylaws, but it's just in the bylaws it's vague about non-directors inspection.
Okay.
Where
would you like to put that?
Yeah, at the end. And then also at the very end, to make a schedule for the next bylaw amendments process.
Oh, that's already on there.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's deal with Nancy's suggestion. As I understand it, there are LSB members on the Finance Committee, the treasurer, the local treasurer, and I guess there are LSB members on the Audit Committee. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. Local Finance Committee and the National Audit Committee.
So, basically, anybody on the local Finance Committee.
Yes, and the National
Audit Committee, who is not a PNB member, would have the ability to make basically a director's inspection.
Yes. But not in duplicate form. I mean, as a group. In other words, that they be able to see financial documents in a finance committee, local finance committee. It's not there. And some stations the manager allows and some don't. So it would be in keeping. And I'd like to put one more, just so we don't forget. We probably won't get to it. But another very important point is that this committee consider to recommend recommend to the PNB or recommend to the IED, I'm not sure how this should go, but recommend that the KPFA develop a start as soon as possible finance committee. I think all the stations have finance committee, but not KPFA, and I'm not sure why that is, but I really don't think there needs to be a discussion. I think they need to have one, so
So two issues.
So you're saying the PNB should direct KPFA to have a finance committee?
Yes, I don't know how this should be done, or recommend to the KPFA local station board to. I guess that would have to be not from the committee, but from the committee to the PNB to the. LSB, KPFA,
well,
LSB.
Everything we do is a recommendation to the PNB to take action.
Sorry, point of order.
Yes.
We're discussing putting it on the agenda. Why are we talking so much about the content?
Clear what it is we're putting on the agenda. We're going to take a vote as to whether or not to put it on.
We're going to spend 10 minutes discussing it?
Celine.
Sorry.
So, as I get it, the first motion is that any LSB member on a local finance committee or on the National Audit Committee, no, I'm sorry, that's not quite right, that collectively, the LSB members on the local finance committees would have the right, I guess it's just saying the local finance committee would have the right to inspect any financial documents, is that correct?
Point of order.
Yes.
I believe it is inappropriate to be trying to frame the motion at this point of the agenda. Either the discussion goes on and someone has a motion or not.
Well, okay. I had asked earlier if Nancy wanted a discussion or if she had a motion to put on, and I was trying to get clear what the motion was that she wanted
right.
to put on.
Right. That's not necessary to put something on the agenda. If a motion comes out of the discussion,
you're correct.
That's fine.
Nancy, would it be all right with you if we just put this on as a discussion?
Yes. LSB having access to financial documents.
Okay. So let's take a vote on that. Is there any objection to putting that on the agenda?
Hearing the call from WPFW.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Lona Elias from WPFW.
Oh, Lona.
Hi, Lona. Welcome.
Yeah, I expect to have it on the agenda tonight.
I'm sorry, Lawrence, what was that?
I'm objecting, George, to putting it on the agenda.
Okay, you don't want it on the agenda for tonight. Okay, so we need a discussion about that. Lawrence, would you like to speak to your objection?
I just think we have crucial things to do, and to keep adding a laundry list to the agenda is just preventing us from getting to the business we need to get to.
This is on last month.
Anybody else want to speak to this, for or against?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I don't mind if we don't get to it, but we did put it on last month, and we never discussed it at all. No discussion at all. And so I don't mind if we put it on. At least it gets there, and we can be thinking about it the next time. I don't think we're going to get everything done. Unless you have never mind.
Yeah, it's finished. So to be clear, Nancy suggested it would be the last item on the agenda. In this meeting. Anybody else want to speak to whether it should be there or not?
This is
Benito
me.
Says stay.
I heard a female voice first. Who is that?
Serene.
Who?
Serene.
Hello?
Serene.
Serene. Okay, Serene and then Benito.
Okay, so I didn't hear Nancy say she wanted it last on the agenda. She said it's okay if we don't get to it tonight, but it was on the agenda last month. I didn't hear her say put it last on the agenda.
I asked her that when we first
started. George, whoa, I'm asking Nancy. You said she said put it last. I didn't hear it. I'm asking her.
Yes, Serene's correct. I asked that the schedule for the next bylaw amendment process be at the very end. But before that, another one, whether KPFA, to recommend KPFA start their finance committee.
KPFA what?
KPFA does not have a finance committee. And maybe that should be above those all of them.
That's their LSB decision. That's not our decision.
That's true. That's true. But I thought
Serene, maybe if we gave a recommendation
to the
Serene, would you let me try to create an agenda? So Nancy had another one, which we haven't gotten to yet, which would be even after this. But my understanding is, Nancy, is this correct, that you're asking this be placed after what the one we're talking about now, which is the discussion of having LSB finance committees have access to the financial records, that will go after everything that was on the agenda prior to your making that motion. Is that correct?
I can't see it because I'm not. Okay. What you all have decided, I'm not receiving emails, so I don't know what you put. I don't want to take too much time, but go ahead and put this. on the things that you have, at the end of the things you have, and then put
okay.
the, yeah, because I can't see what you've got. and then the KPFA,
again.
The recommendation to the that KPFA have their own finance committee meeting.
Committee. We'll deal with that one in a moment, but I'll read it again. Where the agenda is approval of minutes, report on medical liability issues. One item has been removed, 2016 bylaws amendments timeline, report on LSB evaluations process. Another item has been removed, and fair campaign violations. All of those would be just before this motion, if I understand you correctly.
Oh, I
George, point of information, George. This is Lawrence.
Yes. Yes.
How long are we on this call? To 8 o'clock Pacific time or no, 7?
Till 10:30 Eastern time.
10:30 Eastern time. Okay, so that's 7:30 my time. All right, so, I mean, it's already 6:18, and I already objected to the laundry list that the member is proposing. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, I just want to be on the call all night.
I don't get your point. I have to take discussion on it. If there's no one else who wants to discuss it, we can go to a vote on it. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the question of whether or not to put on the agenda in the last place for the moment a discussion of having the finance committees have access to the financial records?
Benito.
Benito, go ahead.
So I support Nancy's item. I think that it's been an issue. The issue that she's speaking to has been an issue, certainly at my station. And I've heard enough to over the last few years to know that it's also an issue in Houston. And so I think that it should be put on the agenda. If we're fine, if we put it as the last item on tonight's agenda, and if we don't get to it, make it first item on the next one.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, then I'm going to call the roll on this. A yes vote puts it on the agenda in that position, and a no vote does not. Oh, dear. It'll take me a moment to find the roll again.
Do you want me to call it, George?
Oh, if you've got it, yeah. If you've got it and it's up to date, yes,
okay.
Please do.
Okay. A yes means to put the finance documents being able to see by the LSB on the finance committee and the audit committee and the National Finance Committee. All right. A yes means yes, and a no means no. You don't want that on the agenda. Lona Elias? Lona? Okay, I cannot hear you, Lona.
Sorry, I muted my phone. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Chuck Anderson?
No.
No. Okay. Fred Blair? Fred cannot hear you. Virginia Browning?
Virginia Browning and Al Bernstein and Vanessa Dixon Briggs are no longer on the committee.
Okay.
Their times have expired.
But aren't they still on until they're replaced? I thought.
They sent me an email to the effect that they are no longer on the committee.
Wow. Okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Jose Fuentes Roman, cannot hear you. William Heerwagen? William?
Yeah, what is this, Brenna? I'm sorry.
Okay. We're voting whether to have on the agenda about the LSB members who are on the having access to the finance documents. If they're on the finance local finance committee or the national or the audit committee.
Or pass.
You pass, okay. Deb Shrapnel?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. George? Oh, George, okay, I'll ask you later. Lawrence? Lawrence?
No.
Lawrence? No. Okay, Lawrence, no. Serene?
Come on.
Robert?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Okay. Nancy, myself, I vote yes. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Margie votes yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, pass, Chuck, no.
Okay.
Who was passing? Hello? Who is this?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear. Who is this? Who is speaking? Okay. William, here I can pass. How do you vote, William?
Just to add to the agenda, yes.
Add. Okay, yes. William votes yes. And George?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. George passes. All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, George, he can't pass. We're done.
I'm the chair.
No is Chuck and Lawrence. 2, 8 to 2. And George, do you wish to vote?
I don't.
No. Okay. So the motion passes.
Okay, now Nancy had another item which she wanted to put on, which was, Nancy,
KPFA,
you say it.
Yes, to recommend that KPFA have a finance committee.
Okay.
I object.
Okay, so we had an
just
objection.
Just to recommend.
Nancy's already spoken why she wants it to. Anybody want to speak
yeah.
against it?
Yeah, I
who objected?
Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I have not noticed a lack of ability to assert themselves among KPFA, LSB, or PNB members. I'm sure they can bring a motion locally if they chose to do that. I don't see why that becomes a governance or PNB issue.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
Yeah, this is Lawrence for the stack.
Yeah, Lawrence.
So I'm going to speak in favor of this because there was a time at KPFK when there was no committees and listeners couldn't join committees. So I think, it's a lack of democracy and transparency. So I'm going to support this motion.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
Benito.
Yeah, Benito.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any experience about what's happened at other stations, but it just seems to me logical, like exactly what Lauren said. It's just an issue of democracy. If you don't have committees, then people are not involved in doing stuff. You have a few people that do everything.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Serene wanting to add something.
What's your question?
I didn't say I have a question. I said I'd like to add something.
Oh, add something. Sorry.
Not a motion.
She hasn't spoken yet on this.
Something to the discussion, yes.
Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting to see if anybody else wants to speak first.
Lona,
I didn't hear anybody, so.
Lona.
Go ahead. Lona, go ahead.
Hi, It seems, and I don't mean to be disparaging, but counterintuitive to me. I understand the desire for democracy, but it seems to me that if this was a committee that community felt was important, that it should come from that community, and it seems kind of heavy-handed for us to even discuss, they don't have it and we think they should. It just seems counterintuitive to me. It seems to me if they felt that it was something important, that those from that station have the knowledge, the balls, that whatever, with law to develop the committee themselves. I don't understand why it needs to come out of this committee.
George, can I add a comment to, and it's because it's going to shed some light on this. on this item. It took a PNB
action. Anybody else who hasn't spoken or wants to, and then we'll go to you, Lawrence.
Okay.
But actually, we'll go to Serene then, and then you.
Okay.
Margie wants to be on.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Margie wants to be on. But I'll
go. Yeah, Margie.
No, take me at the end. It's okay.
Okay, so I heard Margie decline. Serene, and then Lawrence.
Okay, so, you know, every LSB operates in a slightly different way. Some LSBs have formal reports back from directors every month. Other LSBs have really intensive finance discussions. Knowing some of the people at Berkeley, I can't imagine that some of them don't ask an awful lot of questions during their finance report. So maybe they don't think it's necessary to have a finance committee. I think it should be their decision. It's one thing if someone brought such a motion at KPFA, it was defeated, they felt it was really important that the committee exist, and they brought it to either this committee or to the PNB. That would be a very different matter. But I don't think we have necessarily a role in that. Further, you know, establishing a committee or recommending they establish a committee does not mean that there's going to be a committee open to listeners. One of the things that happened at WBAI when there was a shift is that virtually every local committee was shut down. And I know that at some other stations they've had committees, but they've had committees that were LSB members only. So establishing a committee in and of itself does not guarantee that any of the concerns that people have expressed would be actually addressed. Okay, thanks.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, Lawrence and Benito. Lawrence?
Sorry about that, I was on mute. So there was a back when the LSBs started to meet, KPFK had a majority that refuse to have committees and listeners on committees. I don't understand that. You know, with all due respect to my people and to my friends from KPFA, I do not understand how you cannot have committees for listeners. I encourage people to have committees. So it took a PNB action in order for committees to be put into place at KPFK. So I don't know if my friend Serene remembers that, but that's what happened. And I don't think that's cool.
Benito?
I just want to respond mostly to what Serene just said. You know, I think that Serene, you're pointing to that the issue is larger than we may have framed it at the beginning, and you're correct that just because you create committees doesn't mean that they will be inclusive, i.e. Democrats. So to me, all of that says is that we have to build certain guarantees in it. So if we do put this on the agenda, then we have to frame a motion that provides those guarantees. And by the way, before I spoke, it finally occurred to me that, again, we're discussing the merits of the matter as opposed to whether just put it on the damn agenda or not. And I want to remind us it's 9:29, so we've been discussing an agenda for almost an hour. We're competing with the PMB now.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak to this who hasn't spoken?
Yes,
Margie, go ahead.
Very briefly. Okay, so I just want to say that I'm very surprised to hear that people are concerned about financial discussions at KPFA because, as Serene correctly surmised, we have in-depth financial discussions at every LSB meeting. They are open to the public. We always have a handful of listeners who come, and those tapes are posted on the KPFT website. So anyone who wants to know about anything about the finance, we get a fairly complete financial report. from our business manager and our treasurer, and we have actually just voted to change our meetings to take place later in the month so that we can get an absolutely complete final report from the business manager. We were meeting the second Saturday, and that didn't give her enough time to really close the books for the previous month. So we're now meeting on the fourth Saturday. She'll give us a complete report, final, from the previous month. It's not a problem. You know, we had a finance committee in the past, and people people stopped attending meetings, and we all agreed that we had complete financial discussions at the LSB. So I really don't think this should be on the agenda, and I hope that we won't spend any more time on it.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to speak to this who hasn't spoken? Okay. So I'm going to go to a vote on this. Nancy, would you like to take the vote? I can't do it. I have it in front of me again, but would you? Are you there? Nancy?
Hello?
Okay, I'll take the vote. A yes vote is to put it on the agenda. Lona Elias?
No.
Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Will you hear Oregon?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Tony Norman? Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
So I get 5-5. I'm going to say yes, and that will put it on the agenda as the last item. The motion then is 6-5. Actually, we'll go on the agenda. Hello? Is there any other additions or changes to the agenda?
Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay. For me, a consistent problem with this committee has been the notion that we can't assign time to items, and that includes the agenda, which is why we've been on the phone for an hour almost discussing the agenda. It's a two-hour meeting. We can't do this. I am giving notice of my intention to bring a motion at the next meeting that I don't even think is necessary, but I'll bring it because we have got to start assigning time so we can actually get work done in an effective manner. Otherwise, we'll just go on and on and on. An hour on the agenda, now an hour to deal with the agenda. Not reasonable. That's my notice.
Okay, so I want to say again, since this issue has come up several times in the past,
I have a point of order. I gave notice. You don't need to make a comment. You don't just jump on the snack every time.
I don't need to make a comment, but I will make a comment. And
that's why you should be chairing the meeting.
No, a chair in a committee has much more.
I gave notice of something for the next meeting. There's no need for you to speak on it. It's a notice. It does not require comment.
There is no need for me to speak from your point of view. From my point of view, I would like to speak on it.
There's always a need for me to speak from your point of view.
This committee has, in fact, been completing its agenda for the most without that in place. And this has been an extraordinary amount of time to set an agenda, I agree. But it has given people a chance to speak fully and completely about what they thought. And I think that's important. Is there any other is there any objection to the agenda as it's been modified, amended? Okay, good. I just got a call from Lydia. I don't know how to take it, to tell you the truth. So if Lydia is listening, which I guess she can't be, anyway, she may have something to say about the first item on the agenda. So we have, the first item would be approval of the minutes, and Nancy has provided, just before the meeting, the minutes of the last meeting, and I appreciate her for doing that, but we have a standing rule on the committee that we don't approve them without having them a week in advance. So we can't actually approve those minutes.
They're incomplete anyway.
And they're incomplete, and so she's not too bothered about that. The first item on the agenda is the question of what to do about medical information broadcast on the air. We had asked two meetings ago that the IED poll the general managers and get back to us with whatever the practice is at the moment. Do they have some kind of disclaimer? Do they have third-party agreements? What actually is the practice out there? Tony, you are going to try to get that back for us. Do we have anything available, any information about that? Tony? Hello? Can I be heard?
Pass.
This is George. Can I be heard?
Yes, yes,
yes. Say yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Tony, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any information back about what the actual practice is at the stations?
Yes, I spoke with Lydia. She said she brought it up at their weekly managers meeting. She brought it up twice. And the stations don't have written policies on it, according to the managers. They sort of play it by ear. And that was the response that I got from her. But she has already requested information from the general managers if they do have anything in writing.
Okay. So it seems to me then that we should go ahead and make some proposals about what ought to be there as policy. Is there any objection to continue the conversation in that direction? Okay. So I sent you all a disclaimer that's actually being used at KPFT for a medical show. It's the actual audio for it. It basically says, and the person saying it is a doctor. It's our show. And it basically says, this is educational only. You should not take this as medical advice. Do not change what you're doing medically without consulting your doctor. It seems to me that that's probably adequate. Let me say that I would... let's just have some discussion about that. And that's adequate at least for our own shows, where it's our staff which is putting on the show, or it's a show which has a guest on who's giving medical advice. But let me open that up for discussion before I try to make a motion out of that or before we actually try to frame a policy. Does anybody want to speak to that?
Chuck, I want to speak to it.
Who's that?
Chuck Anderson.
Yeah, Chuck, go ahead.
I'm concerned about broadcasting on KPFK of quack-type let's say, guest programs who are claiming to cure cancer with bicarbonate of soda, mostly during the fund drives. And then we have another programmer, Roy of Hollywood, who sneaks Gary Null back on, who's been booted off our airways, but Roy sneaks him back, and he's against vaccination. And so I don't think that's really good advice for any listeners, and certainly we shouldn't be responsible for anyone following that advice. And so a good disclaimer is appropriate.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to it?
Yeah, well, I have Benito, a point of information first.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, could you repeat the wording that you used a minute ago?
Well, yes. There were three elements of the disclaimer. One was, this is for educational purposes only. This is not medical advice, and you shouldn't use this information to change your any kind of therapeutic, practice that you have without consulting your doctor. So don't do anything based on this without getting a doctor's opinion.
Okay, well, I would support that kind of language. I know that PFW had something on there a couple of years ago to that effect. I don't know whatever happened to it. But it basically said what you just read.
Okay.
And I also think that Chuck brings up a further point, which is also legitimate, and which we maybe we need to deal with, but I think that that's a separate issue than what was intended when this item was first put on the agenda. That right now we're just talking about a disclaimer that needs to be read on the air, a PSA. I think if I understood Chuck completely or correctly, he's speaking to a further responsibility that as a station and as a foundation that we have to maybe, I don't know what the proper word is, vet, you know, people that come on the air, whether it's medical or something else. You know, maybe we do have to go through some kind of process. Maybe we do have to make sure, because I've heard some pretty wacko kind of things, especially during Pledge Drive. And so anyway, but again, I think that that's a separate issue that should be dealt with separately after we deal with this.
Yeah, I agree with Benito. It is a separate issue and a sticky one. Anybody else want to speak to this question about disclaimers as a sort of beginning basis for a policy as to what to do about this?
George, this is Margie. I just have a question. Have we asked Krigler what his opinion is of this?
Yeah, we did a while back, and I sent the response to everybody. And basically, he said a disclaimer won't protect you completely, but it's a good thing to have in place. And he cited some examples of people who had in fact been sued for the kind of thing we're talking about.
Okay. All right. Thanks.